Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 463, The Senses and Sensuality. The result of pure and undefiled religion in the heart will be to change the whole character. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. We will not, must not, be double-minded, unstable. The renewing grace of Christ renounces everything bad in action, in emotion, in thought. That which was good is purified from its selfishness and every taint of impurity. There is a decided change in the whole life. If a brackish fountain has suddenly lost its bad qualities, the change will be discovered in the purity and sweetness of the streams that flow from it. I know from the testimonies given me from time to time for brain workers that sleep is worth far more before than after midnight. 2 hours good sleep before 12 o'clock is worth more than 4 hours after 12 o'clock. You can give short lectures in the parlor at stated times, which will be select but plain, upon the human body and how to treat this wonderful house the Lord has given us, which will aid you in your work as physicians as nothing else can. The people need to be enlightened on almost every point of how to treat their own bodies. Every day the people, be they few or many, need to be enlightened how to take care of themselves. To subject oneself to a severity of labor which is constantly straining the physical power of endurance. The constitution cannot endure. It is a violation of physical law which sooner or later will bring its pain of penalty according to the transgression. Talk to them in regard to the necessity of resting after eating. The ignorance is lamentable upon the matter of the digestive process. Rapid eating should be condemned. The food is to be masticated and thoroughly mixed with the saliva in order to do the good that nature designed it should. Physical as well as mental workers should take a much longer time to eat than they generally allow. Then 1 hour spent after eating, upon matters which are of little more consequence than to interest or amuse, before they subject themselves to hard labor again. How much might be done in educating, giving short talks? I need not dwell on these points. You can take the matters up and carry them through and leave the best impression on minds if you will put your mind to the kind and quality of work to be done. You can make up a lecture in regard to the prevailing vices and purity of character which will create in those who listen lustful thoughts which lead to lustful practices. You can from a pure, sanctified heart present your lessons in a manner that will be elevating and which will make sin appear exceeding sinful and disgusting.